I see creativity as air. Like literally fine particles surrounding me. And as I breathe, I have access.
Welcome, fellow creatives, to a journey where imagination dances hand in hand with inspiration. And
hey, y'all. Hey, it's Paige.
We're taking a deep dive into the art of bonding with our inherent creativity. Let's get into the discovering how to recognize life sparks, align with creative energies, and sustain this beautiful, enchanting relationship. Have you ever felt that sudden rush of inspiration, that electric pulse hitting your mind and your heart? Those are life sparks, y'all. And sometimes it's a subtle whisper. Sometimes it's a loud and deep, nevertheless urging us to create. And do you listen? We have to observe for these sparks and allow ourselves to be inspired. Do you fall into a pattern of doubting that spark? I mean, I have. It takes cultivating a mindful life to notice the small details and moments that evoke a sense of wonder or curiosity. Being, living, present in everyday activities allows one to absorb the world without distraction. I like to say, use that other nosy. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Be curious, you know, about everything. But what we need to be curious about. And by all means, stay curious. But be curious and open-minded about yourself and its relation to this world. Explore, grasshoppers, new experiences, new hobbies, subjects that pique your interest. Random thoughts could change everything for the better.
Oh man, creativity is amazing. Yes, I had to say it like that because it truly is. Once you discover it, tap into it, and take action, it is absolutely life-changing. Say, for instance, when you never knew you could draw or bake or sew. Yeah, I'm talking about me. It is amazing once you start to get into it and discover yourself in that moment. Yeah, discovering yourself in the moment. Cherish it.
Ooh, y'all want to play a game? I know you're thinking, how are we going to do that, Cece? I have a little dilemma between some friends. I'm trying to help them figure out what animal they need to adopt to help, you know, relieve the pressure of some of these local animal shelters. So let's help them figure this out. You're going to need a piece of paper and a pen to keep up with this. And I'm going to drop a clue throughout this show. There's 5 clues. I'm going to give you the scenario right now and the rules. And let's figure this out. Okay? I want to see who come up with this. All right, let's play. So, here's the scenario. 5 of my friends, Alice, Ben, Claire, David, and Emma, each wanted to adopt a different pet. A cat, a dog, a fish, a rabbit, and a bird. Help me match each friend to their preferred pet by using the clues that I drop throughout this show. Okay, it's 5 friends, so that means it's going to be 5 clues. The rules are, each friend will adopt only one pet, okay? And the pets are cat, dog, fish, rabbit, or bird. Use the clues to deduce who adopts which clue number 1. Now, I'm going to tell you this. You ain't heard it from me, but David does not want a bird. Aligning with creativity is like dancing to the beat of the soul. It's like having a relationship with peace itself, right? So how do we find this harmony amidst the chaos in life? Y'all know here on the Vibe Clinic, we don't just talk about it, we be about it. We discuss practical insights to institute right now, to change right now. You know, we're change makers, we're leaders, we're role models. So who else gonna do it? So today, let's call a spade, right? Because this journey requires that look inward to identify and call out the things that are organically blocking the blessings of experience and creativity. You feel me? Like aligning and realigning the mind, the body, the spirit is essential for accessing a creative flow, especially a productive one. As self, say, self, do I get enough rest? Do you? Are you allowing yourself to practice being creative every day? You know, establishing a routine. It could be a particular time of day or something short, like listening to a certain kind of music. Just to get that energy flowing, just to feel that knowing that everything gonna be all right. Say to self, am I engaging in creative activities or am I stuck in the same old, same old? Try other forms of expression than what you normally do to tap into different facets of creativity. And this relaxes your mind. Shout out to the extraordinary women of the Heart Collective. You know, it feels good to be a part of a like-minded tribe of support, you know, mad love, you know, in this artistry and just in this womanhood. Sometimes you have to surround yourself with diverse influences, different cultures, different art forms, music, different literature, you know, nature. Being exposed to varied perspectives trigger fresh ideas. I'm just saying. Collaborate. You know, this has truly helped me to alleviate like feelings of isolation. Like I felt like there's a time in my life where I felt like I was the only one thinking like this. What I'm saying, I don't know. Does it have validity to it? Because what I see is not what I feel. If that makes sense to any of you. And I really had to, I'm so grateful to have come to a place to validate myself from the inside, to know that what I'm saying is real, what I feel is real, and to come into a tribe of other people, women in this, in my particular instance, it's women, you know, banding together, and we all feel, and it's okay to feel, and then we're going to share our feelings and support with one another. And you know, like we need to do that as a people.
Creativity flows from the creator to the created and to the master.
Did y'all see that? So Emma is adopting a cat. Okay, but Ben, he said he is not getting a fish. Clue number two.
I have access to do, to say, to express, to write, to share, to you understand, to just be any given moment at any given time. Creativity is me. I am creativity. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? It's like mm-hmm. a merge of being, because like a lot of like some people, to me, that's what it is. That's my relationship to it. And for me to think or symbolize like air with creativity itself, it is so difficult for me sometimes to hear a lot of people say that they're not creative. To me, just because of my relationship, I have to tell myself, Cece, that's not everybody's experience.
Right.
Because, and I, that's when I'm like, oh, yo, well, let's, what can we do? What can we talk about so that can be your experience? Because we need you.
Right.
We need you. We need you. This society, everybody, this is my belief again. This is a CC-ism. I know you're going to let me have it. Because in my belief, there, each one of us holds a portion, a aspect, a perspective of a key, of the answer, of solution, right? So in order to access solution, you know that, like, you know, the positive, the action of, we gotta be operating. We have to be operating.
What up, though? Y'all listen to the Vibe Clinic Podcast right now. Production of the Allo Thoughts Media. I'm OG. Cece asked me to stop by here and holler at y'all. Yeah, so I ain't never been here before, though. You know what I'm saying? From time to time, I come through the Allo Thoughts Media YouTube channel and hang out. You know what I'm saying? I like it over here, though. It feel good to support and chill for a real. And if you listening, drop a review. Let her know how you vibing or not. Hey, hold on. Hey, they calling me. OG out.
The detour is the distractions that are put in place to distract from the ability from living in a state of realizing.
Right.
That is it. Because realizing, you're tapping into individualized thought. And that's where creativity is untethered. Mm. It's untethered.
Creativity is infinite.
Right. And it's untethered.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, so let me drop this to you. So Claire wants a pet way different from Alice's choice. Clue number 3. Ooh, embrace them flow states. The ones where you lose track of time and immerse yourself completely in whatever it is you're doing. These flow states of being signifies a perfect synchronization between mind, body, and spirit, especially when you go against the grain. Allegedly. Allow yourself moments of solitude and quiet reflection. Like, there is nothing to be afraid of here. It's in these moments to connect with your inner thoughts and reconcile stray thoughts and emotions and to make room to generate new ideas. Another way to practically practice experience flow, but not only that, but stay in it, is to, by all means, learn to say no. Like, we have to really gain an understanding of our own limitations. Like, yo, I have an old show where I talked about setting boundaries, a life hack, setting boundaries, please check that out and listen, you know, because I talk about this setting. That is a very real thing, is knowing where we end and the world begins. You know what I'm saying? And make that mark. We have to, I hate to say it, chalk it out. You know, that's real. Like, we have to put that boundary in place so we know how to step. We know how to move. We know what to accept. We know what to embrace. Not where we embrace everything, but we know what to entertain, and especially, you know, be having the ability or gaining the ability to say no when you're stretched so thin. Overcommitting can lead to a good old fashioned burnout. And this compromises everything. This compromises your ability. This compromises your quality of work and everything else. You receiving your Be Awakened monthly newsletter, right? Yes, honey, because it's a whole vibe. It's a vibe. Hey, she want a vibe. Hey, our theme monthly newsletter is giving self-care. It's giving I deserve to be happy and is. It's serving creativity, good old-fashioned journalism, encouragement, and facilitating small business connections into the community, honey. Join our email family today already. You'll receive that real and raw wellness directly to your mailbox monthly and more. Check out description for access.
Positive creativity.
Is there negative creativity?
Well, I don't know about negative creativity, but you can be creative on negative things.
But that ain't got nothing to do with creativity. That has everything to do
with choices.
With your choices.
Everybody got choices.
Hey. Yeah, that ain't got nothing to do with creativity. Being creative, now if you choose to do things that's in the dark, but you creative as I don't know what doing them.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm creative. Oh, I find I'm creative. And that's where people go down that path.
Okay, I don't know what nobody else done said, but this is fact. Okay, the person adopting a dog is not Emma. Facts, bro. Clue number 4.
Yeah.
People, when you think sustainable, you think an item, you think material, you think food, you think, I think those things. I think material, I think food, I think sources, like water. You know what I'm saying? I think sources. But I ain't gonna lie, I don't just off the rip think about me.
What you
being,
mean?
I do, but hearing the word sustainability, like, I don't think about my position in being sustainable. Like myself, my body, I do because I live this way, but that's not something you think about. You think about materials. You think about, what do you think about when you hear the word sustainable? Something you can use over and over again. Something you can recycle.
Yes. I think when I hear sustainable, I think of something that sustains, like supports, holds up. That's what I think of the word when I.
But what do you think of? Like, when you hear the word, so you think of building.
Sustain.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You think of it.
Like, I always think something, like, when I hear sustainable, I hear something supporting the weight of something.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Right. It's like, oh, okay, that sustains that. Okay.
Right.
Like, that's the same, sustains that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That can keep up with that.
Mm-hmm. Right. But that's my point. when you hear the word sustainable, you think of an object. You think of material. You think versus of stuff versus yourself. Mm-hmm. How can I be and live more sustainable?
With a yes.
I think creativity I think
because I'm not in sport, like active in sports anymore, but that is a word that I would think about. Mm-hmm. But all the time, and then I would use it with myself in that, applying that logic. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, in college, we would have to run like 3 miles, 3.5 miles. Mm-hmm. Me, difficult. Difficult. Like, you gotta run 3.5 miles. I'm like, okay. Or it might have been 1.5 miles. Uh-huh. It had mile in it.
It was
Let's
a lot.
Just say that.
Yeah.
It had the word mile in it.
Whole heap.
Whether it was a whole or half.
It's mile.
Mile.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You were like, when you hear the word mile.
Yeah.
And you just lifted in the gym, you just did squats. You did legs today.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, all right, we're going to. You could have been in the back of the group, y'all outside, and be like, all right, we're going to run mile.
What? I said, yeah, I know. What not? Wait, hold on.
Wait, hold on. What'd you say now?
Huh?
You said 1 mile or half a mile, because there's a difference.
Or quarter.
Quarter of a mile.
You said.
Or you said. A fifth. Mile an hour. Like. I just,
like what you said.
Yeah.
I'm in Georgia, so
I can't hear. It's elevated. We not on flat lands. Okay, what now? It's hilly. Hilly.
You
so
are crazy.
So with saying that, since you know you have your long distance runner, short distance. So when personally in that time here in sustain, I have to sustain this run until I get to the end.
Yeah.
I have to keep this body.
Yeah.
I got to sustain this pace.
Yeah.
When I turn this corner, I'm going to go up a little more, but I got to sustain it because I'm trying to make a time.
Ah.
I'm trying to make a time. Ah. I'm trying to make a time.
Ah. Out of nothing.
Out of nothing. Like, there was time.
Yeah.
But then you started time.
Yes.
So then I got to make a time.
A time. Yeah.
So that.
What time did you make?
Depending on which mile an hour we're running. Depending on what mile an hour.
What about 1 mile?
Oh.
What did you do? What could you do in 1 mile?
1 mile? I probably got I'm not going to lie to you. I'm maybe 11.
I would have got about 45. So it'll took me about 45. Cause I'ma stop now.
Yeah.
No, I'ma stop. You. I ain't gonna be one of them. I wouldn't be on the team.
You?
Yeah, see, stop. I wouldn't be on the team. I wouldn't even be on the team.
Stop.
I'ma stop.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, I'ma stop now.
I'm like, yeah, nah, y'all go ahead.
Go ahead. Are you all right? Yeah, that's why I stopped.
Yeah, I'm good. I think I caught a cramp. You know you caught a cramp.
I think it hit me.
Go ahead.
What?
Boy, I'm good. Go ahead.
That's why I did color guard.
Man.
Honey.
I would say maybe 11. Maybe about 13, a mile and a half.
Yeah.
13, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, they were rough. But then, experiencing that, I was like, okay, let's just say sustain.
Yeah.
Sustain myself. But that's, at a time not knowing really what you could do, what other physical things I had going on with me.
Mm-hmm. Not in tune with you.
Not in tune to know, hey, man, you know if you had an asthma pump back... probably back when you started, you really could have got in by 19.
Not an asthma pump!
Yeah, if you'd had
that's
a...
That's so real.
If you had an inhaler to inhale you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You really probably could have got in by 9, 10. My chest got tight.
Hey, hold on. Y'all chest ain't tight? Y'all chest ain't tight? You know you got to check in with somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all ain't? Oh, okay.
Y'all ain't? People be walking around like this. What time? Whatever they stop me at.
It don't even matter, cuz.
And then, peep this. And then if you didn't make your time, you had to be back later. Because you did this in the morning. You had to be back later in the day to run it again.
What?
To make your time.
Wait, so you when you make your time,
no, say who you set your time? Say if you didn't make your time.
But wait a minute, if I finished and you hit it and there was a number, then I made
no,
time.
You made a time. There's a difference. You made a time.
Oh yeah, you
made a time. You make your time.
Sure. Oh, so who gave you the time?
Your coach.
How they know?
Oh, what? Based on your body.
Oh, and then
in position.
Okay.
Like where they think you should come
be.
In at.
Okay.
But that's what people get for thanking for you.
You ain't lying. How you gonna? But I mean, I get it. But oh boy, you crazy! Somebody you made a time. Not your time.
You made a time.
Oh wow.
Yeah, you made a time. You made a time of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my
goodness. That's why I get sustained in that mindset.
Yeah.
When doing that. When I think about myself, too.
Yeah. Yeah, take care of myself. And I feel like creativity is sustainable. It will sustain you.
Protecting your creativity,
just like how you got to protect your peace, it come it's the same thing, you know. But that's what I'm saying. But in a truly just accepting an activity as being creative, but choosing to live your life as a creative being, it separates
there's
you.
Nothing
that is
do.
The protection. There's that is the protection do. Because you're acting. On your authentic wave, that's wisdom. You understand what I'm saying? So there is no, like, you're gonna move in a manner in which everything benefit each other. So everything gonna be protected, and most importantly, ain't nobody gonna be able to duplicate it.
Mm-mm.
Nobody.
Living sustainable through the heart, mind, and soul involves nurturing a holistic approach that balances personal well-being, ethical considerations, and a harmonious relationship with yourself, and then the world, and then your home, and then the community, and then your city. And then your state, and then the world. We can increase the probability of feelings of support and understanding in our lives, like if we invest in our relationships, but invest in the ones that uplift us emotionally, you know, and be open to nurture these connections in real time as they happen. We remove creative blocks by prioritizing our mental health, by being kind and empathetic. You know, that's how we sustain from our heart. Sustaining from the mind, you know, we can stay curious. I spoke earlier about curiosities. Let's stay curious and be committed to lifelong learning. Try engaging in activities that challenge and expand your knowledge. That's how we sustain our mental creative flow and access. to abundance. You know, we got to critically think. We can't depend on artificial intelligence. Shout out to my Breaking Convenience show. You know, check it out. If you haven't listened to it, you know, check out some of my older episodes. Let's reflect on experience and ideas and beliefs to gain a deeper insight on and self-awareness. And the soul, sustaining soulfully, that is my absolute favorite aspect of myself. It involves prayer. It involves meditating on God. It involves believing. And it involves living in alignment with your values. Align them actions up with your core values. And if you don't know what your values are, that is a great place to start. Recreating some. You know, we have to make the choices that reflect our ethical and moral and spiritual beliefs. By all means, let's be awakened to a world of creativity. Okay, I have your last clue. Clue number 5. Nah, word on the street is Alice wants a rabbit. Okay, and Claire, she is not adopting a bird. I don't care what nobody say. Alice want a rabbit, and Claire is not adopting a bird. So who adopts which pet? Comment. Let me know. We need to know. Let's decompress these shelters, y'all. Be sure to follow Allothoughts Media on Instagram, because I will post. I'm gonna give it some time for people to answer, but I will post the correct answer, and I'll go live. We'll talk about it. Let's deduce, because at the end of the day, this skill of deducing, you know, it is just that, a skill, and we can not only use it to help my friends adopt some pets, but we could also use it to take away the things that are not serving us in our lives. Okay, so take this seriously and help me help my friends. You see, living as a creative being isn't just about creating art. It's a lifestyle. Welcome home, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's my passion to help design or redesign of our understandings of the landscape of our own hearts, mind, and this forges a path of spiritual connection. Know that within each of us resides a universe waiting to be expressed and exposed. Nurture this creative flame. Align with your life sparks and live substantially beautiful. By training your mind to spot the patterns and connections between seemingly unrelated things. Creativity often flourishes out of intersections of different concepts, especially while being relaxed and having fun. You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. You know what I'm saying? So don't forget. Submit your answers to my friend's dilemma with adopting pets. Let's help them figure this out using the clues provided through and through this episode. And Conscious Crew, until next time, keep that imagination alive. I love y'all. Peace.